A priest was hearing confessions one day when an old friend he had not seen in many years walks in to have his sins forgiven. After the man finished his confession, they began to catch up on old times. Before they knew it, about 20 minutes had gone by. The priest realizes there are people waiting in line to have the confession. So he tells the friend, "Call me later. We'll get together for coffee or lunch." So the priest walks out to confession with the friend, intending to apologize to those standing in line for the delay and explain what happened. Then he has an idea. When he and his friend were young, they used to play practical jokes on each other. So he says to the friend as he walks away, "If you ever come back with those same sins, I'll give you more than 50 Hail Marys to say." Naturally, everybody in line turns around and looks at the man, who is greatly embarrassed. He feels humiliated as everyone stares at him. That's most probably how the woman in today's gospel felt, humiliated. The Pharisees and scribes gathered around her, glaring at her with condemning looks. As we heard, the Pharisees and scribes knew the Mosaic law well, but they also knew that the Roman authorities forbidden the Jewish people from putting one to death. So again, they're trying to trap Jesus and have him arrested when they ask him again, should they stone the woman? If he said stone her in accordance with the law, he would violate Roman law. If he says let her go, he would violate Jewish law. As we heard, again, he fools them. He reminds the Pharisees of their own sinfulness when he says, let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw the stone at her. His words embarrass them into doing nothing, and they go away. Notice Jesus does not condone the woman's sin. He just tells her, go and sin no more. You know, we are told that this story was eliminated from many ancient Bibles. And why would anyone want to remove such a story from the Bible? There were those who could not understand why Jesus would sympathize with an adulterer. After all, in the Bible, in Leviticus, it says such a person should be put to death by stoning and not let off so easily. But this gospel tells a story of mercy and forgiveness. A TV commentator once said about Pope Francis, "He is a person who comforts the afflicted and afflicts the comfortable." I suggest that's what Jesus did today. He comforted the woman and afflicted the Pharisees and scribes. This gospel also reminds us that all of us are in need of mercy and forgiveness, regardless of what we have done or not done. We are also reminded as Catholic Christians, especially during this special year of mercy, we are to practice mercy and forgiveness to others and not throw stones at others while ignoring our own faults. A parish priest had a unique way of teaching his parishioners not to throw stones at each other. Whenever anyone came to him with a complaint against another parishioner, he had a book he called Parishioners' Complaints Against Other Parishioners. He would ask them in, "Tell me about the complaint. We'll write it in this book. I'll ask you to sign it and date it. And when I confront the person, I'll ask you to come in to support the testimony." Needless to say, faced with putting it in writing and signing their name, the book never got written in. You know, if we're unwilling to confront another that we have a problem with, perhaps that problem is not really that important. You know, we can throw stones in other ways. A young woman went to confession, and she confessed that she had spread gossip on social media, on the internet. And for her penance, the priest gave her a penance that is kind of strange. He said, "Go and buy a fat chicken." Okay, she went and got it and came back. He said, "Now walk through the parish streets plucking the feathers. Just pluck them." She thought that was even stranger. She came back. She thought she was finished. He said, "No, now go gather all those feathers." She said, "Father, that's impossible. I can never get those back." He said, "Now you know what happens when you spread harmful stories. You can't take back what you said, are posted on the internet. It's out there forever, even to people you don't even know. Sometimes we don't think of the harm that can be done to a person's reputation by simply repeating a story, whether true or not, about someone else that is derogatory. It's easy to take satisfaction in the weakness of someone we don't like. It takes courage to have compassion and forgiveness of that person and overlook their faults. Jesus teaches us to be merciful and forgiving, not judgmental and intolerant. Mercy and forgiveness are fitting reflections for these weeks leading up to Holy Week, especially when we remember Christ's great sacrifice for our salvation on Good Friday. Now is the time to make peace with others and to open our hearts to God's generous mercy and forgiveness. By the way, that priest who embarrassed his friend quickly told the people, "I'm just joking. He's an old friend, just playing a joke on him." You know, fortunately, the Lord doesn't broadcast our sins. He forgives and forgets. Unfortunately, often we're the ones who don't forgive and forget. I leave you with a question to think about with this gospel on this Sunday. Who is it that needs my mercy and forgiveness?